Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are experiencing some technical difficulties. This is your host, that's right, Minister Dana L. King. We are in the studio, but we're having some technical difficulties with our provider. I won't say the internet, it's Blog Talk's issue. So bear with us, please. I would play y'all some music, but I cannot even get to the option to do that. So y'all bear with us, and we will definitely be back. I would just tell you to please just sit still for a few moments while I try one more option, and I'll be right back to you. Y'all stay blessed. Be right back. Once again, everybody, I know you guys are sitting there listening right now wondering where the sound and everything is. We are working on our technical issues. We should be good to go in a few moments. Please bear with us. Once again, if I could play some music for you, I would, and I know you don't want me to sing, and I'm not going to let Michael sing either. We'll be right back.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, we're trying to find out what's going on, you stream.
We're going to bless God here, because I believe we are on the air. I'm not sure. I'm going to let me send a message to my good producer in the whole wide world to find out whether or not we are actually on. I believe we are.
We're on the air.
Yeah, I believe we are live. Yes, we are. We good. I ain't got no screen, though, so I'm here all right now. I ain't got no screen. I can't control nothing, but
right.
We're live.
We live.
So look, once again, we apologize, y'all,
yes.
for the delay. If you're still
yes.
with us, we thank you so much.
Thank you.
For sticking with us. Now, I guess I can do the rundown now. It is Wisdom Wednesday.
Yes.
And we are in the studio once again. It's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King.
Why do you still say minister? You is Reverend.
I don't like Reverend.
Okay, you is Ella. Ella King.
I don't like Reverend. I just can't.
Okay, Elder.
We're going to talk about it.
Okay.
And alongside us, it is the one, the only, the cardinal himself, the good bishop, the prelate, the apostle, Pastor M. Bernard.
And listen, there is some fella that has taken a lot of my speaking. I don't know what his name is.
What is this?
Somebody has been talking about this is, and I mean, he's going on talking about beloved.
Is he a heavy set brother?
Yeah,
he
glad.
Ain't the one that be. Oh no, I don't know him. He doesn't. He's still in your stuff.
I mean, he's like, this is the cardinal something.
Oh no! Cardinal.
And I mean, he's using beloved.
Oh, you got the we got the sue.
Taking that from me.
We got the sue.
That belongs to me.
We need to Facebook him and call him and get him on the phone.
Yeah, now Ella, you just going a little bit too far now. You can't be taking my. And I know I ain't been on the either ways in a while. There's something that I'm doing right now, but oh, when I get through, oh, bless his name, Jesus.
Oh my God. Let me get y'all. I need to read this thing over here because I can't see my other screen. Let's see. So, what today's conversation is real good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be why are you worrying? That's the question. What are you worrying about? What are you worrying about? Because if you're supposed to pray, what's the saying say? If you're gonna pray,
don't worry.
And if you're gonna worry,
don't pray.
Okay, that's what it say. So we're going to get on that. That's going to be the conversation we jump into in a little while. But let me give you a rundown on how you can contact the show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio,
yay,
just dial 855-381-8804. That's 855-381-8804. If you are already dialed in, I can't see that you're dialed in, so if you push one to get through, I'm not going to be able to see it right now. I'm waiting for my screen to finally come back up. It's going slow like we on America Online, but I'm not going to blame Comcast. This is all Blog Talk's fault. However, if you are listening and you want to do that, just go ahead and do that. You can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You can also follow the show on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO radio, facebook.com/TTLO radio. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show @TTLO radio. Again, that's @TTLO radio. We'd love to read your tweet on the air. And once again, the live stream of Ustream, it's been up all along. So if y'all want to go and catch up, you can do that. But we've been live on Ustream. This is me, that's him over there, and him downstairs. There he is over there.
Oh,
I'm like, what's this noise I'm hearing? But that's outside, right?
Our siren hasn't come through yet, is it?
Okay, I don't know what that's outside. Bless the Lord.
I pray the Lord of you.
Is that the rain? What? I'm scared to find out.
Pray we'll all be there.
I know, was that the dropping?
I pray we'll all be there.
And last but not least, if you want to download the podcast, go to iTunes and download the podcast section of iTunes.
For his return.
You can be a part of the show.
Yeah, baby.
Right there.
So we're going to be
there. As we, I know, right?
Now, you know what?
So I'm going to put a praise on
there was a miracle in this room.
Man, you better come
on. My name on
I'm
it.
Just trying to say, if the trumpet doesn't blow
he's
now.
In this room. Okay, anyway. Listen, I have seen this before.
Go ahead.
Back in 1971, Prince invested in the Nike company, Nike Shoe Company.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Well,
I saw that.
I saw that quite a few.
I've seen it before too, but I need to. You know what we need to do? I need to do a what's the website that always debunks the stuff? Snopes.
Okay.
To do is see if Prince owns any real stock in Nike.
Well, probably so, because and I've seen this
like, about him designing the Air Jordan.
Yeah, I've seen it quite a few times, and he recruited Michael Jordan. So I it's possible. So who knows?
Yeah,
I know that he helped out a whole lot of people. So, but I want them to let him rest. That's what I want them to do.
Yeah, I really
want them to let him.
Okay,
let
him here go. We go. Here we go. I found it online. Let's see real quick. So it says Prince. This one is, does it say false or whatever? Let's see. It is false.
Oh, it's false.
It says the claim. Prince invested in Nike in 1971, recruited NBA Michael Jordan to the company in 1983, and designed the first Air Jordan shoe. It says Facebook claimed Prince had invested this, blah, 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 blah. The origin. Shortly after the death of Prince, the musician, blah, 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 in April, an image macro exaggerating the musician's role in the commercial success of NBA superstar Michael Jordan was circulating online. He said the timeline presented in the above displayed macro simply doesn't match up with real-world events. It claims that Prince invested in Nike in 1971, but this is highly unlikely as the musician was only 12.
Okay. Unless somebody invested for him.
Uh-uh. And it says also given that Prince released his debut album in 1978 and didn't score major success until the following year with the release of the album Prince, it's highly impossible he would have possessed any significant funds to invest in 1971.
So don't we lie.
Yeah, stop lying on Prince. It says the claim about Prince bringing Michael Jordan to Nike in 1983 is possible in temporal sense. Jordan first signed with the company in 1984, but we found no evidence that the events actually transpired in the manner described in this particular article. Contemporaneous news articles from 1994 also failed to mention any connection between Prince, Jordan, and Nike. An article published by ESPN in February 2013 gave detailed history about how Michael Jordan landed with Nike. And while ESPN identified several people involved in getting Jordan to meet with Nike, Jordan wore Converse shoes rather than Nikes and was reluctant to switch.
Yes, I remember.
Prince was not among any of the people who talked to Michael.
Okay.
All right. So I saw that too, and I always wondered, but I never checked it out. I'm glad you brought it up because I was wondering about that too, and I'm glad I didn't repost it because I probably would have. Had it happened, I probably.
Well, now
would've.
Listen, I have a question.
Yes, yes.
Have you seen the
talking in the microphone, please?
Oh, hello.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll pull it to
God bless you tonight.
Thank you.
Have you seen the father that boxed with his son?
The one who went to jail.
I don't know why. Explain it to me.
Why he went to jail?
Yes. First of all, maybe because he went to jail because it was on social media.
That's why he went to jail because okay. he shouldn't have recorded it. That's the first problem. I had no problem with him boxing his son.
Oh, I don't either.
Because I know he got issues right now. But if Joshua King was on Facebook right now telling the truth about it, the how stupid I am.
Yeah.
So
and I think now he should not have gone to jail because that was called discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean serious discipline. So I was and they talking about he went to jail. I just think that sometimes we just take this social media just too far. You had no business. Putting it on the social media, Daddy.
No, that's where he made his mistake. He should not have shared it. I am all for different. I'm all for discipline as long as it's not abuse. I saw nothing abusive about
that.
Not at all. Because see, first of all, the son was stupid for squaring up in the first place.
Yeah, number one.
That's the first problem.
Number one.
Because I know when me and Joshua had some issues, I told him, I said, I'm gonna let you pass the first one, because he bucked up at his mama.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh. And so she called me.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, you gonna buck up at a woman? I said, no, you gonna buck up at me. I said, and better yet, I'm gonna make it fair. I'm gonna let you get the first lick.
Yeah.
And I say, now make it good. I said, if it's a good lick, then we can fight. I said, if you hit me like a punk, then it just ain't going to be fair.
I'm gonna show you all
I ain't finna fight you. You my daddy.
Okay. Right. See, he was smart at that point. That young man in the video, he learned the hard way. Now, I'm in complete agreement with you. You don't go to jail.
Yeah.
But you were stupid for putting it
on Facebook.
On the book. Yeah, you.
On the book of Facebook.
Yeah, that was not smart or intelligent.
No, your intelligence was very. Of course, but even though we live in a time of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the police that shot the dog. Did you see the one about
what?
The man was walking his dog, and the police started harassing.
I knew I talked to you.
Harassing the man, and the dog saw them, and the Rottweiler jumped out the car and was about to attack the police, and the police shot the dog
because he had his owner.
Listen, I don't care if it's a cat, bird, or whatever. If you are the owner, and somebody messing with you,
mm-hmm.
they gonna act a fool.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they gonna act a fool.
Yeah, because my mama's cat used to have an attitude when I came to the house. I ain't like the Negro no way. Cause first of all, when she gave him my room, cat had a whole room. I'm not like he had a room one of them cat condo things that you crawl hot.
Uh-huh, kind
of, in my room. That was his spot.
Yeah.
And so you know I would go over there.
Well, see, you weren't friendly to the cat.
I like the other cat. This cat was a little bit strange. He was about as tall as this chair here. That's my first problem.
My bird is lying down.
Yeah. So you know, like I tell people all the time, he was a crack cat because she got him out the alley. He's a crackhead cat. She found him when he was a kid, and she felt sorry for him.
And she
put him a little thing of paper bowl with some milk in it by the garbage can where he was when she was taking the garbage out. He drank the milk, but then he come up to the door. He said, I saw where you went. You got some more of that. So she started putting the milk out at the door, and then finally she brought him on in, and then she took him to the vet. The vet said, well, he good. And the vet said, well, he has some huge. His paws were as big as my three fingers when he was a kitten.
Okay.
So he said, he's going to get big. My mom said, well, how big? The vet said, well, I don't know, but he's going to get big. He's probably lying or something. Cause, you know, so he was, he's gone now. God rest his soul. Sapporo, bless his heart. Sapporo was the cat's name. Sapporo. He was named after a Japanese beer.
Yeah, right. Sapporo.
Yeah. I don't like that beer. It's not tasty at all.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you, Pastor.
But I would come to the house and the West Side houses, my mom still has the China cabinet.
Chinese. Yeah, of course. You must have those.
Yeah, the Chinese. We actually have two.
Oh really?
We love
one belong to my mother.
Well, the one came. One is in the unit. It's built in.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Right.
But then, Mama wanted a new. When we got a new, as you like to say, new dining room set.
Yeah.
Yeah. It came with a whole nother. So we literally the only people I know got two china cabinets in their house. One was built in.
Yeah.
Well, he would get on top of the one that was brought in. Like, just jump up there. And then he would take his bell off because, he cats are sneaky.
Yes,
he'd put his arm through there and take the bell off because he said, I don't want you to know I'm coming. So he gets on top. I tell you, the cat, as my mama say, the cat been here before. He got on top of the thing. So when you come in the door, of course, he knew what time she got off work.
Okay.
I think he was mixed with dogs. Maybe that's what it was. Something ain't wrong with it. So anyway,
it was alley cat and regular cat.
Right. So you come in the door, I would come in, mom, check on the house or whatever. So he jumps on top of the cabinet. When you walk in, I'm waiting for him because he come running like a dog would come running to the door.
Uh huh.
So I don't see him. So I'm like, okay, where you at? Because I want to see you coming.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he looked around. This is when I had hair. Now, I'm looking around, and what's called? All of a sudden, you just feel a paw on top. like what's
hey,
up?
You. Why are you in this house?
What you doing here? What you want? Like, look, I can't bite you or scratch you because I'm going to end up stuck on the back porch. But I want you to know I know you're here.
I'm just here. Yeah. Because my mama has one big bacon. Bacon comes. And he's the kind of way. He knows. My mom's kinfolk, even me when I'm gone for a while, when I come back, and I think my mom and I do the same thing. We're like, okay, it's you, all right. So at first he looked at me like, when I Oh, okay, it's you. I'm gone. All right, then. Bye.
See.
Bye. Yeah.
See, I got a problem with that. That just that lands. So
but
anyway.
Now, but now pets
yes.
take care. I mean, seriously.
They do.
They take care of babies. I mean,
they take care of, for one, who takes care of them.
Yes, they really, really do.
And if I know that's where I'm eating at,
I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna make sure that it's right.
So. Absolutely. So the people on Ustream heard us talk about this briefly. The election last night. So
yes.
So the Donald is now the presumptive nominee because everybody. I thought Kasich was out, but apparently Kasich has not suspended his campaign.
I don't believe he is.
He hasn't suspended his campaign yet. But Cruz said it's time to suspend the campaign.
Cruz realized I'm from Canada. Even though I'm the governor over here in Ohio.
Is that what he is? Is he a governor of Ohio? Is he a governor?
Oh, he's a representative. He's something in
he's
Ohio.
Something, Senate something. Senator Cruz. I think it's Senator Cruz.
In Ohio. And so I need to be over here. I'm spending all this money.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go head on about my business and let me go on with Ohio.
Yeah, so he's done.
Now, Uncle Bernie going to fight till the end.
Yeah, Bernie said he ain't going nowhere. Don't expect him to go.
Gunk win nowhere. So Uncle Bernie, and believe it or not, because they were talking about it, we don't believe that he wants a seat on the cabinet of
mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton. And, you know, he'll go back to whatever, what have you.
Right.
And then with his age and all of these things. So the question is, will Hillary be able to win over our vote?
You mean the black vote?
No. Our age demographic.
Oh, right. Because you're not in your 40s yet, right?
Yeah, I'm 40. Yeah, I'll be 42. Lord Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Okay.
Yeah,
well, you mean what you really mean is the group that's right behind us.
Well, no, because, see, the group, they said
the quote-unquote millennials
are 50.
And over.
Yeah, and
right.
over. I'm voting for
us. Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's us because, believe it or not, we still, because we do have voting power.
Oh, okay.
We still have voting power.
Okay.
And then, of course, the millennials, of course.
Right. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Will she actually get, will she get those?
Yes. And that's the question of the day. Will she be able to get enough momentum? Or will she be able to get enough people on her cabinet
mm-hmm.
that will, or depends on her running mate, personally, I think, also. Will she be able to get a good running mate with a good platform
mm-hmm.
that will allow her to win? So that is the question of the evening.
Okay, cool. So I sent you guys this article yesterday, briefly. The Chicago Public School announced, let me pull it up real quick. The Chicago Public School made the announcement on, was that you?
Yeah, that was
you. About to, you ain't falling, is you?
No, this is the microphone.
Okay, mm-hmm. I was going to say, please don't fall.
I'm holding up.
Thank you.
It's the power of God, keep holding me.
The Chicago Public Schools yesterday says that transgender CPS students can now choose bathrooms of their gender identity. It says Chicago Public Schools will allow transgender students and employees to use bathrooms and locker rooms corresponding to their gender identities, according to guidelines released Tuesday by the nation's third largest school district. It says the policy will also apply to gender nonconforming students. Covers all education opportunities, including overnight field trips, and allows for alternative arrangements if requested, such as a single stall restroom or separate changing schedule. CPS, like much of the country, has become far more aware of the needs and experience of the transgender community, and it's crucial for CPS guidelines to reflect our commitment to promoting safe and inclusive schools, District Chief Education Officer Janice Jackson said in a statement. I want to ask you for your comments before I act a fool, because mine is coming.
Listen, I don't.
Yes, please. He choked up.
No, I didn't give him no bottle of water when I came up.
Listen, it's over there in the corner. You didn't get it. That's your fault. Come on.
We've been living in a world with transgendered people for years.
Okay.
Okay. If you are male joining a female, you go into the bathroom and you sit down and you pee-pee or whatever you're going to
mm-hmm.
do. Same thing with
mm-hmm.
Males, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because you go in the stall. I don't believe in all this here.
Okay.
Just go to the bathroom. just go to the bathroom now. I think we're going too far. No, I don't think. I know we're going too far.
Bless God, we got a screen. Bless the Lord. Okay. So we see y'all on the line. We good. Appreciate y'all. Okay.
I'm through with that. Go ahead. I'm through.
Okay.
Go to the bathroom.
Here is my issue with the whole transgender thing. I think Devon and I talked about this briefly. Everybody's saying I identify as this, I identify as that. You know, I mean.
Let me stop you for a second. Well, before you do that.
Please.
I'm grateful to be a man, sure enough, especially when we got urinals and toilets and we can hurry up and go. And have you ever been somewhere where the line for the women's is all the way?
Yeah.
I never will forget.
Yeah.
I never will forget this.
Uh-huh.
I was at the National Baptist Convention. Where were we? We in Atlanta. I didn't remember where we were.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the line for the mirror, I mean, we were in and out. Well, I stood up in front, and I said, hey, Dr. Young, do you remember me? And he was looking down.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, I don't remember. Henderson, he's the new Prince President.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, sir. He said, man, good to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Dr. Young, we got a little problem. I said, because of women. He said, well, listen, this is what y'all do. He said, you and somebody else. You all make sure all the men out of there, and you all just police the men's bathroom while the women go in.
Okay.
And the women were like, oh, thank y'all, Jesus. Thank you. Because, baby, we about to pee-pee on ourselves.
Okay.
I'm grateful to be a man.
That's fine.
Now, I can find a tree,
an
alley. Come on, too.
Don't get me started because you're going to get me in trouble because I can't go to the bathroom outside. I have a phobia. My mama cursed me when I was a child, so I have a phobia about it.
Well, that ain't my change, baby. If I got to go.
Wait a minute.
I got to go.
So wait a minute. So here's the discussion that Devon and I had. So everybody, you know, identifies this, identifies that, whatever, you know. Okay. Because I don't know if you saw, somebody posted a meme the other day of a dog using the bathroom in the cat litter. And the cat was standing on the side,
like,
which just looked like.
What?
And the cat dog was like, "What's the problem? I identify as a cat. What's the problem?
Like, really?"
So here's my issue, and I said this. For the men, who identify as women, and who have yet to complete the process.
Come on, Elmer.
Now, I have a problem. I got two problems.
Lord, please word his mouth. Please,
man.
Lord, word his mouth.
Come on.
Please, word his mouth.
Guide my tongue, Lord. Hold on
word
now.
His mouth.
I got a problem. I got two problems. First of all.
You really have three problems.
Two. The two I can think of. I might have a third. You might help me out.
Right.
First of all, I'm going to need you, if you identify as a woman, to stay the hell out of my bathroom. Because this is what you can't do, just based on what you just said.
Uh-huh.
What you don't get to do, bruh. Bam.
Bruh, ma'am. Remember.
Is to come in the bathroom that say men and then stand next to me in the urinal
and not have
and lift your dress up. I'm sorry. See, that's a problem. That's number one.
That's number one.
Now, number two,
uh-huh.
It's also a problem if you a female.
Yes.
And you, I'm sorry, you identify as female, you go into the women's bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when men go to the bathroom, now y'all might not know this, ladies, I'm sorry if we're getting a little gross, but when we go to the bathroom, even in the stalls, we don't necessarily close the door to the stall if we just doing
urinating.
Number one.
Yeah,
right.
Urinating. Right.
So here we go again. Females in the bathroom, here come bruh with his Nine West, his new Donna Karen dress on.
Casper suit. Yeah.
Right, Casper. And then he's standing up in the open stall.
With high heels on. And you hear Niagara Falls.
Right. Now, bruh, if you identify as a woman, start squatting.
Start sitting down.
Get you somewhere and sit down. I mean, I don't mean no harm. I don't mean no. Now, here's the other one. There are some bathrooms, and I know a lot of places, the men's bathroom, they only have urinals.
Yeah.
So the women.
I identify as a man.
Who identify as a man? What y'all gonna do? Huh? Because y'all do know how a urine. Okay. Now,
okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to put that down. I don't know what the third issue is. It might be I done missed it. But I just can't. If you know, I understand this. The surgery is very expensive. I've read on some stuff. I know it's highly, very, very expensive. I get all of that. I do. How the ever, comma.
comma.
If you're going to live that way, you know, fake it till you make it, you better go sit down.
You better sit down. Listen, I just think, period.
Come on.
Male or female,
mm-hmm.
whatever you identify yourself as,
mm-hmm.
just go in the stall and sit down. That's all you got to do. Keep it all together.
So, yeah, but.
And don't pull down your underoos so that we can see them underneath. Lace or straight lace. You know, don't pull them all the way down to your ankle. So that we can, you know, we can see Victoria's Secret or Tommy Hilfiger with the open fly.
I can't. I'm done.
Glory
I can't.
To God. Glory to God now, because yeah.
So
yeah.
So moving on. We brought up we were talking about Prince earlier,
yes.
and the whole Nike thing. But I wanted to go back real quick to Prince. So you know they say his vault had been drilled into. Now what I haven't found out is, was it illegally done or was this part of the process? But his vault had been drilled into. They
One
said
of them. Yeah.
they said they found enough music so that Prince could release an album, if I'm not mistaken, all the way until one album a year for the next 100 years.
You remember we had heard this years ago.
Yeah, but that's amazing to
yeah.
me. That he and we're talking full, we're talking completed songs,
yes.
done.
Yes, completed songs.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing to me.
Yeah. As it relates to and
mm-hmm.
artists of writing songs and this and the other, yes. I mean, they had tapes and all sorts of stuff that he had. And the question is, who's going to have the right to them?
Yeah, I think that's what I think that's what his family is going to have ownership of. Now, what I'm finding now, I'm waiting to see if there is a. There's what I've been reading lately. There's a possible trust that he may have had.
You mentioned that early on.
Yeah,
he would have a trust. They don't have to let you know that they have a trust. So
yeah. So right. So that we may not find that out until now. And that the fact that he's gone. So
right.
that there's a trust or something in place. Okay. Cool. Let me see here. Oh. All right. Oh. Let's. We're going to be joined by our producer here shortly. Miss Tanya. How can I help you? Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon, fellas.
Praise the Lord, amen.
Yeah.
I bless you.
Oh, okay. All right. I hear you. I was referring to the whole 100 years of music. You know,
oh.
they say the movies dictate what's real life. So if you remember Love Jones, Lorenz Tate said to Neil Long, I will come back here, you know, every week because, you know, that man put out a record every week. So it is actually true. He does have that much music to bring out.
Wow. That's crazy.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, the talent, like I said, you can never deny the man's talent. It is just, you know, and I am one who has, I don't know if I still have some of the actual wax LPs from Prince. Everything else is digital at this point, but
right, of course.
I just like the fact that he's the number one selling artist on Billboard right now.
We know you better dead when you were alive, you know.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, was that all, Miss Tanya?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to put you back on over there.
Bless
right.
you. Bless you, Danae.
She's working. She's working. Doing. She's on one of her 15 jobs. 15 jobs.
Right. She's just a nice Jamaican.
So, sir, how have you been? It's what's your week been like since last Wednesday?
You know, it's been good. A little challenging. Like I said, I have a few things going on. Praise God, the Lord, and which it'll be over indirectly. How am I? Glory. Anyway.
Uh huh.
And we're getting ready for the Hampton Ministers Conference in Hampton, Virginia. I have to call in on one of those on the Wednesday.
Oh,
Wednesday.
Really? The Hampton Ministers Conference?
Oh, yeah.
When is this again?
This is the first full week of Hampton. I mean, of June. It's, I like June 6th, maybe.
Is that for anybody to go to?
Yeah, you have to pay your registration.
How much is it?
Oh, $200 or better.
How much or better?
Yeah, I think it's like $200. But now listen, ain't no offers being raised. That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
The Hamptons, man. Could the radio show go to the Hamptons?
I believe we could.
Do y'all have any type of media stuff going on there? Can we get on Media Row or something?
I think so.
Why have you not checked into? You should check into that because you know I have show. We'll travel.
Okay. Well, now you know we have to. Yeah, hey, you ain't never gave me the okay. You know this is our show. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Really? That's what we on now.
This
see,
is
y'all
your
see how you see how he just threw that? This is your show. Interesting.
Your show,
interesting.
You know.
You know, I had a good conversation with someone, with a mutual friend of ours, yesterday, Candace Stovall.
Did you now?
Yes, I did.
Right,
about your lack of posting stuff. She said, well, what you need me to post?
Thank you. Here we go.
Come on, Pastor.
Come on.
What you got?
I don't have the vicissitudes or any of that to be doing all that. That's why you put people in place to do all these things.
But y'all need to assign somebody to your social media ministry.
Well, if you're listening, Sister Candace Stovall, who's always so busy doing so many things, if you will. And also, I have a secretary, and our website should be up by this weekend.
Okay, because I tried to get on that last night, too. I was going to bug you about that, too.
Yeah, we should have that together. It's the thing about...
You have to have somebody to manage it.
Yeah, and secretary is going to manage it, mm-hmm. but it's the thing about getting some people to understand this is the age in which we live in, and it's needed.
It is needed, absolutely.
I mean, there is no way around it.
This is
what we need.
Yeah.
And yesterday we were with a fellow by the name of John McCoy. Hey, John McCoy.
Okay.
And he is a full-time photographer.
Okay.
With the pictures that you have with images and all these kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking in my head, I'm trying to be a community leader and activist right where I am, not anywhere else, where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I said, maybe he needs to give me some Pikachus and all this other
stuff. Well, we have someone for you if you need. Yeah. Natty J Photography is the official photographer for all things Taking the Limits Off. And
Oh, bless him.
So she does wonderful work. And she's a friend of the show. And a friend of the producer, so you know we can set that up. And let me make sure I use the correct word. And it ain't free because I keep telling.
Hey, listen.
I know you know that, but let me make sure I say that because I get in trouble.
By the way.
Here we go. And by the way, here we go. What?
Lord, word in my mouth.
Yeah, and talk in the microphone.
Okay, here it is. You ready?
You know what?
You want to talk about it? Want to hear it?
Thank you.
This is Red Brown from Love Talk Music. Anyway, I want us. As ministry leaders,
ministry.
To realize
mm-hmm.
that things are not for free.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Please, ma'am, please, sir, pay the people when they come to preach for you and to do things for you.
Mm-hmm.
Pay them. Please. And I'm not talking about pay them no attention. I'm talking about pay them. Stop being so stingy and stop being so close-minded. It costs money. Listen, the Bible says, that the love of money, not having money, is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible does say money answers to all things. In the words of my late pastor, pay everybody.
Yeah.
Pay everybody. I mean, from the janitor, well, somebody ought to volunteer. Volunteer my foot. If you volunteer, that means you volunteering to come when you get ready.
See, that's what my former pastor, Reverend Willie J. Sutton, down in down in Colorado somewhere.
Colorado.
He used to say, I want to put everybody on payroll.
Mm.
He said, because that way, when you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing, I can fire you.
Yes.
He said, because it's not that I don't want you to volunteer. He said, but sometimes volunteering people don't have the same commitment.
Right.
So when you commit to them, it in turn, the commitment is then equal.
And then you brought up another word.
Yeah.
Let's talk about commitment,
mm-hmm,
y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we got something else to go.
Go ahead. You good.
We are all facing this thing about in church, I mean, as a whole and things as a whole, about people being committed.
Yes.
Listen, you are a member of Omega Phi Phi.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you
incorporated.
Are you financial?
I am no longer, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're no longer.
No.
So that means there's something wrong with your commitment.
Well, yeah, because I never had the time to. I just at some point it fell off, and I just let it fall off.
Right, which it should not.
It should not have. It should not have.
And I want you to. And I want to say this. You know, I'm going to say this to everybody.
Yes.
And even in my going through some things,
mm-hmm.
one of the major points is when you are financial, you have a voice.
That's true. That is true.
And that also shows a part of your, and I know we can get busy,
mm-hmm.
that also shows a part of your commitment.
Yes.
And I am amazed at how we are committed to everything else but to the Lord and to church.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny you said that. I have been for the last few months or so, because we've been doing the teaching on praise and worship and everything on Wednesdays. We've been talking about things in the church and the commitment and what Sunday should be for.
Yes.
And the fact that Sunday should be set aside strictly for the worship service.
Yes.
You know, the church is open. How many days a week is your church open?
Maybe four.
Maybe four. But normally,
maybe
but
four.
Three for sure.
Three for sure.
But so Sunday, worship. Then what other day? Monday's the food pantry.
Food pantry.
Okay.
And Wednesday's Bible study.
Wednesday for Bible study.
And now, we're doing Saturdays because we have office hours on Saturdays.
So. You do have office hours on Saturdays.
Saturday.
So Saturdays is open.
Yeah, Saturdays open.
So if groups, if you had small groups in your church, whether it be the deacons or whatever, they could meet on one of those days.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Or they probably have a key. They can meet whenever they wanted to.
Whenever they want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if your men's day committee decided we want to start a men's group,
mm-hmm.
they could meet on one of those days that the church was open.
Help yourself.
And not Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
You know why they do it on Sunday.
Uh-huh. I'm going somewhere.
Yeah, I know you're going to come
I'm
on.
I'm going
go,
somewhere.
Go ahead, preach up.
Your commitment level.
Yes.
See, is I'm only good for what's going on here on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, it's what I said this to them in the meeting, in the Bible study last week. If I come to church knowing I got to meet with you after church, and me and you might not be that good at talking to each other. So that means, how am I really going to get enjoy worship when I'm sitting there looking at the clock?
I got to meet with this person.
And I got to meet with this Negro as soon as we get out of here. Lord God, guide my tongue, Lord. Exactly. So if you're committed, don't say, well, this is the only day we can get everybody together. Where is the commitment?
I agree with that 100%.
Because if you're really committed to said small group, men group, women group, children group, whatever.
You know what? My church is open 4 or 5 days a week.
See there? I told people here, and they got mad at me, and I told them this. I said, don't go to no more meetings on Sunday. They looked at me. They said, but Dana, we going to get. I said, tell them I said. Nah, they don't mean that. I said, but when you tell them you ain't coming.
The pew pastor, man.
Right, right. Tell them I said that Sunday is for worship. Because here's my understanding. Here's my understanding. I'm going to get myself in trouble. The women of the kingdom met on Sunday here after church for almost 45 minutes after service was over. Now, you know we don't get out of church till a certain time. Praise God, I was at the bowling alley. I'm going to leave the results to where they are. Not good. But anyway, got a small check. But it's my thing is Sunday should be for worship. And we get so caught up in one. We got to meet about this, meet about that, do this, do that, blah, 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 blah. All that stuff, and then, you know, people are walking around during the service. Are you staying for the meeting? Are you praising the Lord? You know what I'm saying?
And believe it or not, I'm getting to the point to where wherein I'm at church now because we started morning prayer. We have morning prayer at 9 a.m.
Okay.
All right, so I'm at the church at 9 a.m. I am there doing Sunday school hour. Usually I'm in the office because people ain't want to come in and talk to me, this and that.
Right.
I'm getting to the point, especially with my nieces now being a part of church, and we want to go get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
After I get through preaching,
mm-hmm.
change my shirt,
mm-hmm.
I'll see y'all later. I'm getting to that point. Unless there's something very serious going on.
So you leave. So they're still at the church when you leave.
Oh, yeah. You meet with me during the week.
I agree. I am incomplete, unless it is an absolute necessity.
Yes. I'm getting to that point.
Meaning that there's some work need to be done. Y'all need me to sign something or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Ain't well, no. Pastor, we need to see you. No. You're doing the week.
Right. Well, what day would you like during the week? This is the days I'm in the office. What day can you make?
And even though I'm working now.
You can still. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can call me. If I don't answer the phone, I'll pick it up and say, all right, yes, hello, what's going on?
And we can schedule something. Absolutely.
Dr. William Flippin, who pastors Greater Piney Grove down in Atlanta, who's been pastoring there about 30 years, after his 21st year, he got to the point to where he stopped people from meeting after church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
Yeah.
I think it's necessary. I think it's just so, you know, people want to meet, especially meeting with, like with pastors, for instance. If you're truly pastoring now, let me make sure I say that now because there's a lot of pastors that don't really pastor. Mm-hmm. But if you're truly pastoring, then after Sunday service, you're tired.
Yes.
if you've truly been pastoring.
Yes.
Because pastoring is not just Sunday, get up and preach.
Exactly.
I know that's what some of y'all think, but that ain't just it. Pastoring is a 24/7 process.
Yeah.
And it's not until you leave to say I'm going on vacation that you no longer pastor. Meaning that I'm taking a week off.
Yes.
Do not call me.
With nothing.
Call so and so. These are the people that you call for X, Y, and Z.
Yes. Yes.
That don't mean he ain't gonna still pray for you, but that just means no, you can't call me with your mess.
Right. I even have a member who shall remain nameless. Mm-hmm. They know who they are.
Okay.
That even expressed to me. Now, Pastor, there is not a day that goes by that I don't get a call about the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I will have been at Second Baptist for 1 year the first Sunday in June.
Okay.
I've had enough time to sit down and look at some things. So there's some things that are about to turn around. It's going to be some growing pain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. Even for myself, that I need to also say, okay, I'm going to be, even tell my job, now listen, I can come in after 1 o'clock on Mondays because I need to be at the food pantry.
Absolutely.
Because I need to be at the food pantry.
Why do you say that?
Because, number one, the people that come through need to see the pastor, need to see the pastor working,
mm-hmm.
and seeing that I am an intricate part in the food pantry. I need to be there.
Right. I know. I just wanted
to
say.
Yeah, I need to be there because even when I go through, well, during the times when I was at the food pantry, people got, well, this is our new pastor. Hey!
Mm-hmm.
Because I have the deacon, the old pimp, as you call him. That everybody thinks that he's the pastor.
He retired old family.
Yeah. They think that he's the pastor.
I can believe that.
He serves that, you know,
absolutely.
That role.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I come down, I'm just all around. That's the pastor. Hey, good to see you all. And when I go down to the food pantry, even if I'm on my way to work, I'll stop through. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Good to see you all. Thank you all for working. Listen, mm-hmm. I got to run. I got to go to work.
Absolutely.
Now, even though the people at Second Baptist appreciate that the pastor will work too.
Yeah.
They really appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I need to be there to help if they need some loading or this, that, and the other because I need to be an intricate part because it's part of our church.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even now I'm going to tell them, all right, now I come in on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
They put me on Mondays from 2 to 9. I'll work that.
Because your food pantry is what, at 10 or 9?
It's out of 10.
10. From 10 to what, 12?
10 to 12.
10 to 12. Okay, same as ours. Okay, got you.
And I don't know, how many people do you all serve?
It's a bit. You've seen what's left when you got here and it's been crowded.
Yeah.
So on
Friday.
Oh, you've been in some Fridays. Yeah, you've seen that line.
Yeah. I've been in some Fridays.
Yeah.
And you know, I am also amazed. I'm amazed, and this is no. And I want people to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, it's the food pantry. Now, I must admit now that Jules is real good to us because we get steak and we get. Ribs.
Now, is it from the Jewel right around the corner, or is it from the selective Jewel?
From
the whole thing.
The whole thing of
okay.
Jewel. And Mariano's.
Oh.
And
bless God.
now, children.
What? What you know, y'all food pantry is?
You know how we feel about the Mariano ministry.
Man, the Mariano ministry is anointed.
Listen, children, I can really spend a whole day in Mariano.
I don't want you to lose your thought, because
okay,
I will go there.
We'll go there. We're going to go there, really. But, you know, and, you know, chicken and this and the other.
Yeah.
But I don't want people to get upset because it's free and you're looking, and we may have Barilla spaghetti when you're looking for something, other kind of spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
It's the food pantry. We
right.
give to you
it,
what
it,
we receive.
Right. It's not come shop and you get to select between the Barilla and the
Cremettes. Cremettes. Thank you. Cremettes.
The green box.
Yeah, the green box. Green box and blue box.
Right.
Or we got Ragu and you want Prego. I like Prego.
If you must go with the jaw sauce, then you have to go with Barilla.
You know, Barilla's good too. But, anyway, yeah. Or you want Wishbone and we got
Kraft.
Uh huh. You know,
I understand.
I don't want people to get that because I think sometimes we can say, well, you know, you should give better than that. Listen, first of all, the food pantry is something that we give to,
mm-hmm.
that we're a part of, that which is going to keep going at Second Baptist. I don't
mm-hmm.
care regardless, because we raise mission offering, because just in case anything has to happen,
mm-hmm.
we raise mission offering.
Mm-hmm.
And because I believe, and I also mm-hmm. know that it is a blessing to people.
Yes.
And, you know, do you all have it where you can come twice a month?
It's every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You can come every 2 weeks. That's the way it's set up. Well, ours. the way ours is set up, and I don't know, is everybody's name is in the computer.
Yes, they got computerized. Now.
And you have to sign in when you
yes.
come in. Yeah.
Yes,
so and they could, and they only allow them like your name. Like if your name was on there for this Friday.
Yeah.
If you show up next Friday, it'll be like It won't even be you won't be it'll be non-eligible next to your name.
And we do have emergencies when people come in and they say
yes.
Yeah. You know, you can come in the first time.
If there was a fire displacement,
oh, yeah.
any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that seeing that downstairs. I know that that's in their curriculum, what if
yes.
that's the right word I'm using, to be able to allow people to come in case of emergencies, you know, for stuff like that.
But what I want to happen at Second Baptist is I want Second Baptist, I wish that Second Baptist would be able to be open more times, and I would have not a full time, but half time secretary. But one of the problems we have right now is we don't have any space.
Yeah, your space is pretty much. That space that you guys put the water in,
yeah.
That's your only open space. Now,
only
is that where
space.
People come in, get the food, and go back out?
Yes.
So they go in through one door and come out a different one, or how's
no,
that
they
same
come,
door?
They come same door.
Okay, okay.
But, you know, the dream and 2020 vision is to build some kind of educational wing.
Oh, so like an annex almost.
Yes.
Okay.
An educational wing wherein with we can have so many things going on.
Do you
on.
Have other property outside of the...
We have other property, but our biggest thing now, number one, the beds are supposed to be coming across the street from us, which is monkey wrench. But my thing is to...
You mean
buy
for the people, the homeless people?
Yes.
That's not you all, that's something separate?
That's something separate.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the thing is that we have some houses around us
mm-hmm.
that I know eventually will become available.
Oh.
There is one house right next to me. The Lightners live there. God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are up in age. They don't have any children.
Oh, wow.
Or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we? What
are they members?
No, they're Tennessee Adventists.
Oh.
Praise the Lord. What I want to do is, I mean, to really go over and talk with them and tell them, now, listen, if anything happens to you all,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, your nephews or anybody wants to sell the house, please let us be able
first.
To be the first people to
right.
buy it.
Right. Give us an option.
Yes,
at least
please
give us
an option. Because,
right.
I mean, it's right adjacent. The church is right here. It's that big house.
So it's the parking lot, the church, and then it's that house right
exactly.
next door.
Exactly.
Okay, got. I know what house you're talking about
exactly.
now. Okay, gotcha.
So
gotcha.
And I mean, which would be wonderful, and I wouldn't have a problem with renting it out, renting out the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could just get the downstairs to a point to
something
where,
else.
Yes, yeah, something else. We would be great. I have no classroom space or any no meeting space. You know. Anything like that.
So you guys don't have any meeting space in that. Really? Because I know you took us on the tour. I know the sanctuary. I love you. I love you all, sanctuary. I like your sanctuary because it's not ginormous like
yes.
this monstrosity we have here, but it's large enough.
Yes. Yes.
It's large enough. Yeah. And so and the acoustics are wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm working. I'm really, really working now. I'm going to have to get really on it on our sound. That's
well, if I can help out in any kind of way, please let
yes.
me know. I'd love to come out. You know, I'm retired.
Right.
I just like to say that to irritate some people.
But now here it is. When you are at a place to where in the pastors before you were not big sound people.
Yeah, they didn't really.
Or big
yeah.
choir people.
They didn't really.
Because I've even heard I've heard one or two choir members, why does pastor always involve himself in the choir? I'm a music person. And music attracts, I don't care what we say. If the music is horrible.
Oh, children.
I said this before. You can have a bad choir, and I mean bad in a good way.
Yes.
A bad choir and have some mediocre preaching, and your church will have a lot of folk in it. But if you got a horrible choir and the best preacher, it's going to be a problem.
I mean, and I'm having a problem because I need 7 choir members right now, literally.
You need 7.
I need 7. I need 3 tenors,
mm-hmm.
2 altos, 1 more soprano, and a choir director.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Because I'm singing tenor. But anyway, go ahead. Come on. We're gonna move on.
Let's move on. Look, y'all. We've been having this conversation. We're just having a good time. It's Wisdom Wednesday. Man, I'm just glad I got a screen. So, look, we're going to take a real quick break. I'm afraid to take a break. It might not come back on. But we're going to take Right, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. What are you worrying about? And Pastor Michael, I'm sorry, Pastor M. Bernard Henderson is our guest today. He's our host today. We'll be right back, y'all.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546, or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Hey, man, you know we were still on the air. I didn't cut us off. It was just a quick break. Anyway, y'all, we're going to jump right into today's article. What are you worrying about? What are you worrying about? This one should be good. This is by Dan Ryland. Dan Ryland is the writer of this one, and hopefully we're going to get something out of it. We actually saved this article. I was going to do it, and Tanya said, say that for when Michael comes.
Okay.
God bless you tonight, beloved.
I said, okay, say, you know, so we're going to do it today. So here we go. He says, this is by Dan Ryland, or Ryland. I'm going to say that's Ryland, probably. It could be Ryland. I don't know. But it's by Dan Ryland. I know we've used him before, his articles before. It says, leaders worry about stuff. We just do. He says, I don't mean that wring your hands, fretting, and get sick to your stomach kind of worry, but that kind of natural focus concerned about things you care about. He says, like we worry about our kids. Parents care. We just do. We want our kids to be safe, healthy, and make good decisions. That's normal, but not necessarily the best use of our emotional energy and spiritual capacity. The bottom line is that worry isn't helpful or productive and rarely changes anything. There are common worries leaders experience, such as worry about what other people think.
Amen.
Worry about what we can't control. Worry about finances.
Read that again.
Worry about finances.
Read that again.
For the Holy Ghost. Worry about finances.
Okay.
We worry about church growth. And worry about opposition or confrontation.
Stop.
Go ahead.
Okay,
let's just talk about that. Go ahead.
I mean, all of these.
Yes.
Because, number one, worry about what other people think.
Perception. It is.
I mean, perception,
mm-hmm.
period, because you don't want to have a, you know what I'm saying? Well, a man can preach, but.
Have you heard any preconceived notions or perceptions about you that got back to you and you were like, really? Or wow?
Oh, yeah, I get them all the time.
Oh, okay.
I get them all the time. Well, especially not being a single man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all pastor not married. What's wrong with him? He carry a purse on Sunday? I do. I carry a man purse.
You know what? I'm going to need you to stop saying man purse.
That's what it is, my purse. Give me my bag. Or you get this thing about because I know you can receive this also, that people give you a tone, and when you give them that tone back,
you ain't saved.
You're not. The pastor just mean.
Yes.
No, I'm not mean. I'm giving you the tone that you gave to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It don't sound too good, does it?
Yeah. I have been labeled the mean one.
That mean one up there. Yeah,
him with the frown on his face.
That's mean.
Right, right. And what I've come to tell people is the frown on my face is not because I don't like you, it's because I'm just allergic to stupidity.
And we don't respond to you. Correct?
The frown on my face is because mediocrity makes me feel some kind of way.
Right. And sometimes you wonder, that came out your mouth.
See what I'm saying? Like, okay, let's move on, because
okay.
I'm going to tell you about Sunday, but
all
I'm going right. to do it when we off the air.
Worry about what we can't control, the pastors. Worry about finances. Listen, that's, I don't care who the pastor is. In the back of your head, that's one of the biggest worries.
Before you get on the finance, let's get back to the second part, where he says, worry about what we can't control. I think sometimes some pastors like to say, well, I can't control that. There's some things as a pastor you can control.
Oh, yes, you can. You
absolutely,
you can.
Because if you say you can't, then maybe you shouldn't be pastor.
Right.
Because there's a lot of things you can control. You can control the length of the service.
Oh, Jesus, yes, Lord.
You also can be the one who sets the atmosphere for the service.
No. You can't be that.
You are. You should be. You are
the head worship leader.
Okay, so then that means that the congregation is a reflection
of who you are. Because, see, listen, Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Sunday,
my God.
Service was going a little longer. So I told the choir, listen, y'all are singing one song. All right, when you come down to give offering, just sit on down.
Mm-hmm.
Let me teach this because I know that I have the people in a mindset that around 12:15, 12:30, pastor's getting out of here.
Okay.
Even though they would, if I went on a little bit further, they would not complain.
Right,
but
you know what they've been, yeah, what they've yeah. grown accustomed to.
And to set the tone. And on first Sundays, I do altar prayer. I do it all on first Sundays.
Right.
But it's to set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
No. You, pastor,
mm-hmm.
man or woman of God, whoever you are,
mm-hmm.
you are the one that set the tone for service.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm gonna leave that there.
Yeah.
And the financial piece, I can
always
definitely understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you ain't even got to be a preacher to worry about, a pastor to worry about financial piece. So church growth, I think, is one you really should. I've come to learn that it's something you really shouldn't even worry about because you have no control over
now
the growth
really,
of the church.
I mean, really don't have any control.
None.
But now what you're doing is you're trying to make things. You're trying to exhaust all measures.
You create the atmosphere for growth.
Yes.
I use this one all the time. Did you ever see the movie The Martian?
I think I have.
It's not Ben Affleck. It's the other one. It's always with him. But I forget the guy's name. Help me out, Tanya, or dang, somebody help me with the man's name. Anyway, but he got stranded on Mars.
Okay.
And he was left up there with little to no food.
Oh.
What is his name? Not my one name, Mark Wahlberg. It's
Jason,
the other one.
Jason
Bourne dude.
Yeah.
Yes, him.
Matt Damon.
Damon. Thank you. Matt Damon. Bless your heart. He was stranded on Mars, so he only had so much food, regular food, left.
Mm-hmm.
So he then had to create an atmosphere inside. He built this tent, this airproof, atmosphere-proof tent, and then started to till the soil so that things could grow. He had no control over the growth.
Right.
But he had to create
the atmosphere.
If you don't – so if you're not doing – your control stops there.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Make the atmosphere.
It set the atmosphere for growth. Now, if you ain't doing that, then
– okay. Yeah.
Opposition to confrontation.
It's inevitable.
You've been at the church a year.
Yes.
But I'm not going to know no name and say no name. Have you had some?
Oh, God. That's something we're facing right now.
Really?
Oh, and listen – and if we don't face it right,
mm-hmm.
it has the potential of being very
ugly.
Very stank.
Oh, okay. All right.
Very stank.
Mm. Wow.
Very stank.
Wow. Let's keep going. Corey Ten Boom said, that is such good wisdom. In Leadership Talk, John Maxwell asked the question, why worry? Here's what he said. 40% will never happen. 30% concerns old decisions that cannot be changed.
Right. Now, you know what?
Wait. And then 12% centers upon criticisms made by people who feel inferior. 10% is related to my health, which worsens when I worry. And 8% is legitimate, which can be met head on when I have eliminated senseless worries.
I am amazed at old decisions that bear even heavy on the new pastor.
And you know why that happens?
Oh, my God!
It happens because even though the old pastor is no longer there, those people who were part of his leadership team are still there. And those decisions, I can tell you that right now. Now I'll leave it here, I'll get myself in trouble. That's part of the issues that face anybody that will be coming to Kingdom Baptist Church or our current pastor. He has to live with the decisions made, and the good and bad.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
And sometimes the bad
yes.
outweighs the good.
Especially as you like to say, especially.
Especially.
When they were financially stupid.
Ooh. And listen, and then, oh God, this 30%, that 30% can balloon.
Yeah.
Oh,
it can be 45 before you know it.
My goodness,
that's good stuff. He says, that's the beginning to winning over worry. Don't let worry eat your lunch.
Yes.
Focus on what you can do something about. This leads us to the first step to remedy worry. All right. So let's keep going. This should be good. He says, first, take action. If there is nothing you can do about it, let it go. I mean, really, let it go. Stop losing sleep over it. For that small percent of legitimate concerns, do something. Take action, such as pick up the phone. Make a decision. My God, make a decision. For the Holy Ghost, make a decision.
Uh-huh.
Have the conversation. Have the conversation.
Again.
Please have the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And last, let me say this real slow. Get some help.
Let's stop.
Right there. Come on. Come on. Come on, Cardinal.
There are some decisions that we have to make as leaders.
Yes.
That are going to be very hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make those decisions.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
You may not like it. People may not like it. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. They get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get over it. But give the man or the woman of God the leeway to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that all decisions are going to be wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes you can hear from the Lord, but your emotions can get the better of you.
Yes.
In the midst of all of that. It's about making sound decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Pray over it. Pick up the phone. I have the conversation. Right now we're in the midst of having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just put it this way. Church has become so convoluted because of the insurance we have to have now.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, y'all, I thought I would never live in a day and a time to where I would have to take a background check and fingerprint it before I could apply for a church or a church would look at me.
Yeah.
Who's ever heard such?
I understand why, though.
Yeah, I understand why.
Yeah. And I'll say this, and then please continue with your thought, because I think you were going to go somewhere else with it. I know for a fact, had the internet been as powerful as it is in 2003 or 4, when part of Kingdom split and went to New Life Baptist Church and formed New Life Baptist Church, that would not have happened. With pertinent information.
Yeah. Because I think, and because of that, the legality
yes.
has made it. Now we love God.
Yes.
We want to do so much
mm-hmm.
and all of these things. However, these insurance companies have got in, and I mean have
mm-hmm.
twined our hands.
Well, because the churches want to protect themselves. They want
yes.
to protect the entity from a bad hire.
Exactly.
Because they don't want you to be, they don't want to have this thing where you're hired and then come to find out, well, you know, the pastor been touching on the kids.
Right.
And then the parents turn around and not just sue the pastor, they sue
the church.
And you lose everything instead
of
just that pastor being removed.
Exactly.
Now, how long has Second Baptist been around? 120
years.
You lose 120 years, it's wiped off the map because of one pastor's indiscretion.
Yes.
So, I understand that legality of it.
Yes, I do too.
But it can be.
But what it is somebody poked a hole in it and it's seeping down into other things.
Okay.
And so with making decisions, you have to make decisions because of the legality of
mm-hmm,
things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really, really do. And it hurts sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't know a whole lot of this stuff until you really get into it. Because see, when you start doing the interworkings of church,
mm-hmm.
that's what makes you like, okay, let me just go home. I don't want to be bothered. All right. Have a conversation. Get some help. If you need some help, get some help.
Uh-huh.
So I agree with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's keep the conversation going. He says, Jesus said.
Y'all bringing this Jesus person in here.
That is. Jesus said in Matthew 6:25-32, he says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Verse 27 says, can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? 28 says, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. Number 30 says, if that is how God clothed the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? Ye of little faith. Last 131 says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the programs run after all these things. I'm sorry, the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows what you need, that you need them.
So, Scott, but seek ye first
yeah,
the kingdom of heaven. And
that's it. Come on.
And all of these things will be given unto you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And now, listen, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. But now,
uh-huh, come on.
It's just common sense now, children.
Yes.
I mean, you have to think about the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's going on today? Because your day, your today determines your tomorrow.
Mm.
It really does. And so we have to ask God for clarity of mind,
mm-hmm,
to make sure that we are trying to do the best,
mm-hmm,
that we can. And then in all of this, make sure we are ourselves and not trying to be somebody else.
Oof. That's
I ran into so many doctors and great potentates and, you know, and listen, I'm not knocking those who go to seminary, to these smaller,
mm-hmm,
seminaries,
mm-hmm,
that are unaccredited.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to call you doctor.
Okay.
Because that's not what you are.
I ain't gonna call you one unless you got on the white coat and you got a stethoscope around
right
your neck.
Now, so, you're not. Now I'll call you doctor if you PhD and PhD and you work in the school system.
I ain't,
you know,
calling you doctor.
You know,
no.
I respect your PhD.
I called my band director doctor. Now that it was because his name was he was doctor. Actually, was Dr. Henderson down at Florida Memorial University.
Oh, you went to Florida Memorial
for a year. Just one.
No, and I was supposed to go down there.
Just one.
It was just so far, y'all.
Just one. I and my mom didn't have no money.
Miami was far. Well, it was in Miami, right?
It's right outside. Opelika.
Yeah.
Opelika.
Florida. It was really called Florida Normal, you know, at one particular time. I had a scholarship to go down there, but baby, I was from the west side of Chicago, going all the way to Miami. Ooh, I just couldn't get the fathom in my mind. Anyway, Matthew 6,
yes, he says, when we trust God, we increase our faith. The devil loves to make us doubt. We are drawn to people of great faith, and because they offer hope, people always follow a leader with great faith who offers hope over one who worries.
In the words of Rudyard Kipling, if you can trust yourself when men all around you are doubting you,
come on,
but make allowances for that doubting too, you know, you have to have trust yourself.
And I think, here is the thing. It's one thing to never let, you know, the whole thing, that what was it, whatever deodorant commercial that was back in the day.
Never see you sweat.
Never let them see you sweat.
Was
it secret or something? Somebody never let them see you sweat. I don't remember who that was, but it was a good slogan. Good slogan. But here is the thing. You can look, what's the word I'm looking for? You can look so unattached. And people will take that as, okay, fine, you're not worrying, but do you even care?
Exactly.
See, there's a difference. There's a difference from not worrying and then not caring.
Yes.
Because, see, I think some people take the two. Well, I'm not worried about it. Do you even care, though?
Right.
Because, see, when you care, you do something.
Exactly. You're intricate. I mean, I can't think of it. When you care,
mm-hmm,
you're in the throes of the whole thing.
Absolutely. You get involved to try and to fix the problem.
Yes.
When you don't care, you can say, "Well, it don't bother me." You know, it's kind of like we've all seen it and we've all done it. You're on the expressway,
uh-huh,
and you drive past the car with the flat tire.
Yes.
You see it. You don't care.
Are you? Is that you're indifferent?
That's what I'm saying. Indifferent.
Yeah.
As pastors, do you get the option to be indifferent?
You don't.
Mm. Mm.
Because here's the thing.
Mm.
Now, God forbid.
Yes.
God forbid.
Yes.
That anything were to happen at Second Baptist,
mm-hmm,
it would be said that it happened while Reverend Henderson was the pastor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If Pastor Ray,
mm-hmm,
God bless his heart, if
mm-hmm
he were to say, all right, y'all, kingdom, listen, we're going to sell this building and move somewhere else.
Mm.
What?
My God.
You know, they sold that building when Pastor Ray was there. They ain't been selling the building. Even though you're in bright Manchester, I mean, you're doing fine and you got
right
money and all of
right
that.
Right.
You know, they sold that building. You know, we worked so hard for that building because there are still some people here who worked hard for the building.
They think the Holy Ghost is in the paint.
Yeah, you know, we worked out hard for that building, you know.
And y'all did, and that's wonderful.
And we thank God for you.
Man.
But now, listen, and I was telling the church where I used to pastor at in South Carolina, the man owned a huge farm behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And his cows would get out sometime, be in the cemetery when we get the cows out here.
Okay.
I said, if the man behind us told me, Pastor, we will give you $1 million for that church. And children, we moving. Ain't no question about it. We can leave the cemetery here. We can come back and bury over here. Sure, we moving. Thank you. We going to build and have some money. Forget what y'all talking about. We going to build a church big enough. We ain't going to build no gargantuan church. We build one the same size, praise the Lord, a little bit larger. And we going to be all right with money in the bank. Yes, Lord. I wish they would come to me over at Second Baptist Nigeria. And they can't. Well, Pastor, you know, we have land down the street, and, you know, we'll swap it in. Let's give you money. Down the street, we moving. They going to build me an educational wing, too? Oh, yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The writer continues. He says, get some rest. He says, sometimes we overcomplicate things. We can overthink stuff and become exhausted. He says, you might just need to take a break. Get some rest. This is a powerful tool to change your perspective. Remember, when you have done all you can do, go to sleep in peace.
Amen.
God is awake. That's right. Victor Hugo. As a pastor, a lot of times I ask you, and a lot of times, you know, I think it's the unfulfilled lawyer in me. Who, like, you know, lawyers ask questions that they're taught in law school never to ask a question that you don't already know the answer to.
Rhetorical question, yes.
But I ask it because I want to hear it come from someone else, mm-hmm. you know, and because you're a pastor, I ask you questions all the time. So I'm, what do you think is, what do you think it's, if you came to church, like right now, you come to the food pantry. You're there for a Bible study, and then you're there for. Do you have to come to the deacons' meetings too, or no?
I will come.
Oh, if they ask you to come,
yes,
but you don't have to.
I have to.
It's not a necessity. No. So you do come. Okay. So what? How do you think you would be perceived if all us as a congregation saw? Now you might be doing work behind the scenes. That could very well be true. But if us as a congregation only saw you show up on Sunday to preach.
Oh, that's, no. Ever. He just, they would call him, he's just a suitcase preacher. He just come in, get his check.
Keep on going.
Like right now, I have some sick I need to visit.
Okay.
And, you know, with my work schedule and this, that, and the other, I'm going to have to say, and I know I'm getting ready to do some things, but I'm going to have to say, I just need one day
mm-hmm.
wherein I can do church work.
Oh wow!
Just one.
So you don't have a day that currently in your.
Not really. Like, you know, I Wednesdays, you know, I'm here and then I teach Bible study. I kind of run around a little bit
mm-hmm.
because I believe that every pastor needs one day to do church work, and you need one day when you are just in the house. Period.
Mm.
Be in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even with you right now,
mm-hmm.
I know you got OCD, you're neat freak, praise the Lord, amen. Hey, Sister Yolanda, but are there days when you just stay in the house and do stuff at the house?
He will not let it go. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
are there days when you just stay in the house and do things at the house?
There are days when It's difficult for me to do, though.
Me too.
No, I mean, if there's stuff that needs to be done at the house, I'll get it done. But it's a rare day that I don't go to my car and get in the car and go to do something.
I can have a day where I ain't got to go out my door.
Okay.
I can put the crock pot on.
You said crock pot.
Huh? Amen. And now the men's ministry, bless uh-huh. you all, bought past a record player.
A real record player?
A real one.
That's wonderful.
Oh, real. I never have to get some speakers and all that kind of stuff set up.
Uh-huh.
But when I sit down,
uh-huh.
it's going to be me, Aretha, Marvin, Barry. I like to hear the crackle of it. Listen, I can say that. And I mean, really just clean up, organize my closet because I need to organize my closet. Put stuff over here, wash, fold clothes, put them in the truck. I mean, you know, you just need a day to just.
No, there's a day where you could just spend doing, you know, what happens is because I do all that stuff all the time in the course of the day. Like you know, I do laundry at 12 o'clock at night. So
I'll be trying to get some sleep.
So that's nothing for me. I am a natural night owl, so it's nothing for me to be up at 12:30, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. People go, well, why are you up? You know, that's just normal for me.
Right.
So I just wonder, you know, a lot of times if that perception, when we were talking about one of the articles, was part of the beginning article, talked about what people, how people see you.
Yeah.
And if that's the perception, is it not your job? If people thought that Michael Henderson, Pastor Henderson, only came to church and preached on Sunday, and if it actually got back to you that that's what they thought, is it not your job to change that perception?
Oh, my God, Jesus, to change it. But they didn't hire me just for Sunday.
Right. Anybody can come in and preach.
Yeah, anybody.
On Sunday.
Really. But then here is also this other part to this.
Okay.
And I want all of us to be careful of, because I'm seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
They hired me to be the pastor. Oh, they called. They didn't hire me. They called me to be the pastor at Second Baptist.
Okay.
Not to promote my own name.
Okay.
Not to try to preach at everybody else's church.
Okay.
Not to try to make myself big, great, grand, and glorious.
Mm-hmm.
They called me to be the pastor of Second Baptist. If I don't get an invitation to preach nowhere else, I'm fine.
Okay.
I thank the Lord for them.
Yes.
Because my job is to be the pastor and preach and teach and help the people at Second Baptist. I think sometimes some of us, especially us younger ministers, we're losing sight of the whole thing. We're
mm-hmm.
trying to be great evangelists and all of these great things, and doctor and potentate and cardinal bishop, overseer, apostle, in training, ink, and all this other kind of stuff. I don't have to be bothered. Can I just give them a check? Can I pass on my people?
Mm-hmm.
Can the community, when I walk down the street, hey, pals, hey, babies, good to see you, sugars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my major thing. Yeah.
I asked, it was a question. I know where you're, just based on our conversations on air and off air. I kind of know where your heart is when it comes to pastoring. I just wanted to. I think people need to get a perspective of pastors get so much bad press.
Yes,
we get they get so much bad press that sometimes I don't think they recognize, and it's not enough good things said. And part of that is because. There's quite a few bad pastors.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are quite a few bad pastors, and with there being so many bad pastors, it's kind of hard to the good ones sometimes get
lost in the shuffle.
They do,
right.
And they get the stink from the bad ones.
Yes, we do.
So a lot of times we need to highlight, you know, the things that are being done well, and then for some, and you know, people go, well, why y'all always beating up pastors on the show? No. It's for some, maybe it's to get to turn the light on in your head to say, well, you know what? Maybe I'm doing this wrong.
Right. Maybe something ain't working right.
Maybe the reason why X is, you know, that one don't equal, 1 + 1 don't equal 2 no more is because I'm really adding 3 and 7.
And that's 10.
So anyway, you know, that's been it. Look, y'all, we want to apologize. I just got an email from the Blog Talk people apologizing for the inconvenience from today. So we do want to apologize for that. They took responsibility for that. I'm going to see if they're going to send me back a couple dollars.
Amen.
From my monthly fee.
Amen.
Up in this piece. Anyway, we want to see if they're going to do that because, we just had to start the show a little late. You got anything going on this weekend, sir?
This weekend, no. It's just Mother's Day.
I'm not preaching
no Mother's Day sermon. I'm preaching what I'm preaching about.
Why do you have to preach a Mother's Day sermon?
I don't know. Some people think, you know, it's Mother's Day, you got to preach a Mother's Day sermon, or you have to preach a Father's Day sermon. I'm preaching what I'm preaching about.
Interesting.
I'm preaching about ain't no mountain high enough. But anyway, I'm most certainly in. I'm talking about Caleb.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Yes, when he says, give me this mountain.
All right now. Okay.
Yeah, give me this mountain. So, yeah.
Okay, and when is this Hamptons? You need to check into the Hamptons Ministers Conference.
First week of June. But now listen now, next Sunday, third Sunday, is Men and Women Day. This will be our last time having it together because they had it together. So women, they'll be in the morning. Men, they'll be in the evening. Don't ask me. I don't know. But my friends are coming from South Carolina, but this will be the last time.
So this is third Sunday.
Third Sunday.
So do you have a female speaking at the?
Yes. My friend's wife, Lady Sandra Cummings, she's going to speak in the morning.
Okay.
And then he's going to preach in the evening.
Oh, okay.
But now next year, we're going to have it separately. And the reason I'm going to have, I'm always going to bring in somebody from out of town,
mm-hmm.
especially for the morning.
Okay.
Because it's hard to get pastors to leave their pulpit.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Okay.
And I need somebody to bring their male chorus and all that kind of blah, 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 blah. And their women's cokes and la, 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 la.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll
next
we'll,
year.
Yeah, next year, Lord bless.
I might be available.
You may have to come and MC the program.
Hold on. Is this a caller? I think we have a caller here. The caller called in awfully late. Let me see. I believe I know who this phone number is. Caller from the 63 area code, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're wonderful.
Wonderful.
You're calling in, ma'am?
Yes, I'm sorry. You want me to call in Friday? I know I'm late. I'm so sorry. I was trying to get it together.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. What you got? Go ahead.
No, I had the pleasure of meeting the good Reverend Doctor on Friday. I visited his place of employment.
Yes.
He was a very great help.
Yeah, they came in to see me at the store for the tall dig. Yes. I was leaving and rushing out the door, but
I'm sorry. This is Miss Felicia. Is this right, Miss Felicia?
This is me.
That's what this
Felicia,
is. Okay,
yes.
So you got to meet out. That's wonderful. Now, you met the people. We ain't even met the folk. Wonderful.
Hey, they came in my store. I was getting ready to leave out the door. I was called into work that day,
uh-huh.
and I was getting ready to leave out the door because I had class. And they're like, you got me? I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, hey, baby. did they find what they were looking for, praise the Lord?
We got sent somewhere else to Macy's in Nordstrom. But it was a very lovely store.
Oh, that's right, because the person that came in, that they were very slender build, if you will.
Now,
he had long arms, but, you know, yeah, because, you know, we're there for, like, Brother Dana probably coming. I probably can find him a pair of jeans and a shoe.
Yeah.
Y'all
but,
jeans
yeah.
start at size 38,
yeah.
don't they?
We got some 36.
Okay,
there.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Yeah,
anyway, Felicia, that's wonderful. You got to meet one of our listeners. Well, we are having, just so you know, hopefully, and we'll make sure we put it out there, we are having a TTLO meet and greet. So
yeah.
We're going to have all the, you know, open the doors. All right, we're going to open the doors, and we just need to set something up because we have a large studio. We got room for y'all to come and sit and watch us be stupid. You're more than welcome to do that. So we're going to set that up. That is coming up, though. But we do appreciate you calling in. You went to go see the Cardinal.
God bless you tonight.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
You want me to say call back later because I know y'all trying to get – I was just going to add a comment. You want me to call in?
If you want to, add your, you
got
time? We got
time.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Make your comment, baby. Go for it.
Oh, I know y'all was talking about the transgender thing, which I saw yesterday, and I was just deeply broken about that. But it came to mind. I saw something else on the news about. I guess it was some things about the Lucas Museum coming to the something they wanted. They wanted in Chicago, the Lucas Museum. I guess it's the guy with the Star Wars and his wife or whatever.
Yeah.
So. And some about the Friends of the Park, which they say that Lakeshore Drive belongs to the people of Illinois. And so they said that because of this, and Rahm Emanuel didn't agree, that they were looking to put it somewhere else strongly. We getting out of Chicago. So I'm like, what goes on with that? If they can, people can protest against building this museum here, what do we have to do to protest this transgender thing? Because I think it's I think it's terrible that they would even consider, you know, that they're doing this. You know, these are my kids. These are our children. You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All it's going to take is the scenario that I said, is that for your son to be in the bathroom and bruh man come in, stand next to him.
And they'll be like, oh.
And lift his skirt up at the urinal.
Like,
and then reality will set in. I mean, if they want to make separate bathrooms, And again, and people gonna say, well, now you sounding racist because now you want separate bathroom. You going all the way back to Jim Crow. The colored bathroom is over here. This no. But I'm sorry, I don't buy into it. So I'm with you. I think it's a bunch of mess. I really do. I just don't understand how anybody would even want to subject children to that. And transgender children, that's a whole nother conversation. Maybe we need to have that. That's a whole nother conversation. Because is the child choosing it or is it the – okay. the parent. I'm y'all pray for me.
What a good Reverend doctor put on his page about the book. You know, we've been having those forever. You know, when you go to the picnic, I go to the house picnic every year. Got a little store. Everybody go in there. So why not put one of them in the school? You whatever you are, you go in there. Well,
exactly. If you don't right, if you don't know what you are, this is your bathroom over here.
Just build one in between the unisex one.
Just build one, right? Build or take. You know, if the school's got, you know, I don't. It's been a while since I've been inside a school, but you know, I'm sure they got more than one set of bath. They got more than one bathroom on each floor.
Yes.
So just make one that bathroom and call it a day. But then even then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
First of all,
why
we're talking about
spirit
too.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
No, I said I did that. Like, before I got, like, I was supposed to be in the church and everything like that. But I used to go to the Proud House up north. So we dealt a lot with people or whatever, transgender or whatever.
Right.
So I made a big
wait a minute, you used to go to the Proud House?
I'm like,
wait, did you say Proud House?
Yeah, I used to go to the Proud House.
Girl, I ain't heard that in a long time. Go ahead, baby. Listen, that was the place to eat. You hear what I'm saying? That was going to eat. All right, go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
No, but I made a big ruckus because I said, how can you, first of all, you setting up an environment where something could actually, violence could actually happen because that's not fair to me. I'm a woman. This is my bathroom. Until you do whatever you do, then you shouldn't be allowed to come in. And then I think some people will play on that.
That's right.
You know, okay, well, I'm going to be this way. I'm going to be this way. You got these pedophiles out here. It's crazy. It's setting up, it's creating an environment that something is going to, I mean, some has already happened, but I just know that the enemy is coming. Well, Jesus is coming back. The enemy already in here. Because this is getting nuts. It's getting absolutely nuts. And we have to stand strong in what we believe in and what thus saith the Lord. Because this is getting nuts. We can't just lay down and let it happen.
Hey, amen. Here's a thought, and y'all know I'm special, so y'all pray for me about for what I'm about to say. Pray now, because I'm about to say something ignorant.
Yes, Lord.
You know, because the people, they identify as whatever.
It's whatever. Uh-huh.
So what if, you know, I decide, because all these people are now, they're protected under the law. You have the what is it, LGBTQF, ABCD,
uh-huh.
they protect it. They protected under their stuff. The people with disabilities have the Disabilities Act.
Yeah.
Everybody got something that protects them. And because all you have to do is say this. So I'm wondering, y'all pray for me, when I go get in my car and I decide to park in the handicapped space without a sticker, can I say I identify as handicapped?
Because handicap brain.
Right. My mind don't function all the time. Can I say I identify as handicapped and not get a ticket?
You're gonna get a ticket regardless. Even if you get out of there and limp, you're gonna get a ticket.
I'm just saying I can't identify.
No, you don't have a pass anyway.
But I want to identify. And
okay,
I'm just saying that's how silly this has become. I identify as this. I identify as a child, so I want to pay the kid price for the movie ticket. See, that's what I'm saying. I identify as a senior citizen, so I'm going to Denny's on Tuesday.
I'm going to say this, and then we're going to get on off the air. In the words of Reverend Kirk Franklin, I just want to be happy. But if I keep on doing... All right, anyway.
Miss Felicia, we got to go.
Nice meeting you, baby.
Right, she came to your store. Isn't that wonderful?
She came to see about the fat people.
That's wonderful. Went to the DXL store. Look,
right.
If y'all know any people that's over the size of a 38 round yonder around the waistage...
Right, we go all the way up. We go all the way up to 70.
I just want to know what size a 70 in the pants is. That banner, you know what? I'm done talking to you. He's like, I've been in DXL before. Y'all, both of us together is a 70. I'm done. I'm done talking to you.
Yeah, okay. You're what in the waist?
36
okay.
Right now. Bless the Lord.
Okay, 36. And I'm depending on what day it is between a 46 and a 48. Until I got rotund.
He said depending. You know, the apostle is also rotund. That was here on Monday.
He's rotund.
His middle name happens also to be Bernard.
Hello, Bernard.
Yeah, the apostle. I told him we're going to call him the apostle J. Bernard. And he went ahead and let me know. Oh, no, I've already been known as that. I said, excuse me, sir. So he already had the J. Bernard.
And he passes what back?
First Church International. It was in Indiana. They just moved to Oak Forest out south out here.
So they're international. They know because they moved from Indiana too.
No. Now you're trying to be funny. See, you're being funny. Don't be funny about
God,
my people.
God, we thank you now for this time of sharing in your word. And God, we thank you. And we ask that you would bless the people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless as they go over the ether ways, God, that someone will be saved, healed, and delivered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, we are out of here. We will be back on Praise Break Friday. You ain't no good. Ain't no earthly good, as my grandma would say. We out of here, y'all. Bye, Ustream. Bye, Facebook. Bye, everybody. We'll see y'all on Friday. Y'all stay blessed. TTLO. We out.